the arm almost.
Before CBA mobile.
N0TR mobile. Say it ain't so.
Wish I could, but I can't. I bet you can guess where I'm headed. Say again.
I figured you was going bowling or maybe soccer or highline or basketball or football.
Highline or basketball would be good because they're indoors. Yeah, it's 51 degrees. It wouldn't be so bad, but it's cloudy, and I just don't like cloudy. You know, it makes it feel, to me, it makes it feel colder because you don't have that nice warmth from the sun.
Just left the bank, and I'm going to give you Tom's tip of the day. It's colder than a whale rope.
Cold that is, but I have a saying, but I can't say it over the air. But anyway, beyond that, I'm not sure what this truck's doing. I'm not sure he knows what he's doing. it's like he's gonna, he doesn't know if he wants to go straight or right. I guess he'll figure it out when he hits the median.
That's affirmative. Well, I could have said it's colder than, I won't say it in a nice way, it's colder than a world digger's patootie or his rear or whatever you want to call it. But it does seem cold, eh? And it's gloomy. I thought the sun was supposed to come out sooner. But we went to the doctor and I got two stitches taken out of my finger. I didn't cry and they didn't give me a sucker. But I told the lady at the bank and she gave me a sucker.
I wonder at what age they stopped giving you a sucker. I really don't remember. I remember getting them, but I don't remember when they stopped giving them. So. I guess it's when you turn a certain age. It doesn't seem to hurt me any, so. and maybe they thought I ought to go on a diet so they wouldn't give me one.
Well, I don't know, but it just hurt my feelings tremendously. But, yeah, she had to dig in a little bit, and then it still bled a little bit. It's right in where you bend the end of your thumb in that crinkly part. And they only put two stitches there. I stabbed myself with my pocket knife. And it's been 2 weeks, but it still ain't fully healed, I don't think. So I've got to keep a Band-Aid on it, and I have been. I finally found some that were really waterproof. I'm telling you, just so many of them say, they're waterproof. No, they ain't. They're waterproof till you get in the shower or wash your hands. But after that, you got to change them. But I did find some, and you'd never guess where they're made, being a China product.
Maybe China?
China.
Oh, I didn't catch that. A little slow today. Well, why should today be any different? But anyway, I'm working yesterday, and man, I made a ton of contacts, I haven't made in a long time. Made some contacts in Japan and Australia and, Greece and France and Italy. It was a whole lot of fun.
What was the call in Australia that you got? Was it VK9?
Well, I don't have my iPad with me. I leave it at home, so I couldn't tell you. I do have a QRZ report on my could be on there, but it's on my phone. I'd have to put my glasses on, and since I'm driving down the road 45 miles an hour, I guess I better not do that.
Well, there's a de-expedition over there now, and it's at the Cocos Keen Island, and it's not really in Australia. It's off the coast. It's good bait for FT8 because the signal's so weak. I heard him for 5 minutes last night on CW, and I picked up the mic to give a guy a signal report, and we talked for that 5 minutes, and they were gone. Not seeing them too much, but if you get that one from the Cocos Keen, it's a rare island, Dave, so that did go. I think it's VK9 Charlie Uniform or something like that, but bring it up on QRZ and then look up above their call sign and see if it says Cocos Keen on it.
There were definitely some places I've never heard of, and unfortunately I couldn't reach them, so for whatever reason I didn't turn my amp on. It looks like some people do, because man, they're splattering their signal all over the place on the waterfall on the WXJTS software, so, and I just don't think Gene, you know, any call for that, but I guess they want to make that contact. I'm still at 147 countries.
That would be a good one, and it's not there very often. I haven't got it in about the same length of time you've been on. I think you might have been on longer than I have. 30-some years I haven't got it. But I don't care. I got 308 other ones, so it doesn't really make much difference to me anymore. But I like to get different ones if I can. They just get so hard to define, and you got to keep your chin up because there's just very little out there that I haven't worked in my lifetime, and I don't want to get bored with it. But I hadn't seen that one in a while. But there was a couple of different calls from Australia, so it very well could be Australia that you got on there. But look above their call sign when you click on it and see if it says that. And there's another Cocos Island, but it's off the coast of Mexico, out in the Pacific. But that one's in the Indian Ocean, and it's over 10,000 miles, so I like working out in the Indian Ocean because that's halfway around the world, you might say. But it's no contest on CW or sideband against that FT8. Because, you know, it's the computer sensitivity level is so much greater. But anyways, I better let you go. We've arrived back home. And I need to get in there because Bernice's got a doctor's appointment at 4. And I got to go get eggs and such. Talk to you later, Dave. KB4CBA, N0TR73.
Well, I'm going to have to behave myself. I'm right here with a Greenville City police officer, and people are going 5 miles an hour below the speed limit. But anyway, you have a good one. Say hello to Bernice and behave yourself. N0TR, KB4, CPA Mobile.
Dave, and now you've heard from the War Department. And as Paul Harvey used to say, and now you've heard the rest of the story. pleasure's all mine. Take care, Dave. N0TR, clear.
Clear now. that she's, I know she's there with you. I'm sure you unkeyed before she gave you a smack in the head. All right, N0TR tape, this is KB4CPA.